Now, there seems to be a lot of incidents on trains over the last number of years, and I get the impression those incidents of bad behaviour on trains is increasing. Certainly more people are getting in touch with us here at Radio Kerry reporting a less than pleasant experience on a train. And to be very fair, it's not the fault of Irish Rail. They can only do so much, and they do appear to be listening to complaints from their passengers. And recently they've made commitments to put more security people on trains with the specific remit to stamp out this kind of antisocial behaviour. Now, you're going to hear now from Beatrice Cable. Beatrice is from Tralee, and she's quite active on X, the social media platform. And it was there over the weekend that I saw her recounting details of a very unpleasant experience she had on the Tralee to Cork train on the day before yesterday, Bank Holiday Monday. So I tracked her down and I asked her, would she be willing to come on and speak to us and tell us exactly what happened? And she said she would. Have a listen.
Hi, Deirdre. I work 4 days a week in Cork City. So I'm up and down from between Tralee and Cork all the time, basically. I generally travel down to Cork on a Monday evening and back from Cork on a Friday night.
Okay.
And to be honest with you, I mean, it's generally fine. Like the stewards are fantastic. I'm not in any way complaining about them. They're fantastic lads, and I've got a bit of a back problem, so they're always helping me, so they're fabulous. But the Friday night train always can be a bit of a party because you have people coming down from Dublin, kind of, you know, to Killarney for the weekend.
Yeah.
But to be honest, they generally wouldn't bother me too much either. They can be a bit loud, but no big deal. But it was just what happened on Monday. I think what made me so irritable to it was the fact that for the first time ever, I had seen on that route, you see it on the Cork-Dublin route, the security. But I had never seen security on the Tralee line before. And like initially, you'd say, Jesus, great. But these two did nothing. Like, as this whole scenario rolled out, basically what happened was an incident. I had a bit of a clash with a bunch of teenage boys.
Okay.
There had been a match, I think, in Tralee. It was a Cork and Kerry. And four lads got on. They were aged 13, 14, I guess. I couldn't be certain, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But they were initially down the carriage from me, so I was able to ignore them. They were quite obviously drunk, and more cans of Bulmers were produced. But as I said, look, just put in your headphones and ignore them.
Okay.
So anyway, one of them in particular was rather wild, and I got the impression from what I overheard in the conversation that he'd gotten them maybe thrown off the train before. But as I said, I stuck in my headphone, Grant, they were down the train. But when we got to Killarney, the train filled up totally and they had to move from where they were after sitting down to, I presume it's the seats they'd reserved. I don't know. But unfortunately, they were across the aisle from me. As we approached Rathmore, the stewardess came along checking the tickets and the behaviour was already getting like, especially this one guy. And I don't know, I just had enough of this stage. I couldn't get the thought no of having another hour of it. And I just pointed out to her that they were drinking. They stuffed the cans under the seats at that stage.
Uh-huh. And they were very loud and boisterous, I presume.
Oh, they were. They had music going and everything. Singing and roaring and chanting along. It wasn't just kind of, they were sitting, chatting and having an odd sip out of the cans. Like, anyway, I just pointed out, and they, you know, shocked, kind of, we are not. I think they were totally dumbstruck someone had done that. And I said, look at the seats. And she spoke to them anyway. She gave them a talking to, and she told them that they'd be thrown off. And, I mean, she did her job.
Yeah.
But she had to move on. And I started getting a whole load of abuse then, comments of a sexual nature and various things. But, look, I'm fairly hard not to upset with regard to that type of thing. So I was just ignoring them.
Yeah, but still it's not acceptable.
No, it's not. And as I said, I don't think I'd have been as irritable to the whole thing were it not for the fact security. They went up and down two or three times, these two fellas. Now, like perhaps they were blind to the drinking and they obviously wouldn't have known what they were saying to me. But the, I mean, they were singing along to the phones and roaring and chanting, and they didn't look twice at them.
So the lads got away with it.
Oh, they did, yeah. And as they were getting, it was actually, they weren't going to Cork City. They were, it was Mallow they were getting off. And I got a whole load, No. Just no, like you couldn't.
Yeah. You were saying to me, Beatrice, off air, that you think there should be quiet carriages on trains.
Yes, that's something I'm completely convinced of. Because the way I describe behaviour on trains is you can always tell a frequent traveller from an infrequent traveller. Basically, like people kind of often say, God, students must be awful. Students are fine.
Yeah.
They're very well behaved. They're on their laptops and doing things and such. And other people are reading books and everything. But you can get people don't kind of who get rather hyperactive and such, especially in groups. Mm-hmm. I just don't see why there can't just be a carriage kind of for door types like myself who just want to read or stare out the window or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And there is no such thing as quiet carriages, is there? Or is it just...
Well, they're on the Dublin to Cork train.
Ah, right, okay. But not on the Tralee ones.
No, I'm not on any other route, I don't think, no.
Have you tried to complain about this behaviour to Irish Rail?
I think I did complain once before, but it's kind of, you can on Twitter, you can kind of interact live, and it depends on whether somebody's on duty to look at the messages, but how effective that is, I really don't know. I have tried to complain about this particular incident, and there's a kind of a process on the site, but it's come to the final stage and it just won't accept it, I don't know why.
On the Irish Rail website?
Yes.
Yeah, that's not satisfactory, really. So, like, you would really just like to see better security and better monitoring of this kind of antisocial behaviour.
Yeah, well, I think in general, people kind of should show better manners anyway. There are two places I'm fairly intolerant of people not behaving themselves. That's public transport and in the swimming pool. It's not like, I mean, neither I have to use a pool too because of my back. But the, do you know, I mean, it's not a beer garden. Do you know, there's certain places you just shut up and behave yourself, basically.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's for sure. Well, listen, Beatrice, thanks a million for getting in touch with us. And hopefully your next train journey will be a little less eventful.
Hopefully. And as I said, I just want to stress that, like all the Irish Rail people, generally, they're all fantastic. I'm not complaining about them at all. The lads you meet in the ground, they're wonderful to me because I need help and such. So
yeah, but a little bit more policing of this kind of behaviour wouldn't go astray.
Yeah, better security list, and also just why they can't be quiet carriages.
And that was Beatrice Cable from Tralee there speaking to me earlier. And I think it's interesting that we should be talking about this today, because I just know anecdotally from speaking to a number of people from Tralee and North Kerry that a lot of people are planning on going to the match in Killarney on Saturday, or on Sunday rather, by train. So you can be guaranteed there'll be a fair few inebriated individuals coming back on the train on Sunday evening as well. And nobody wants to be a killjoy. Nobody wants to stop anyone else from having the crack or a sing-song or whatever. And I think Beatrice is being really reasonable here because she says, OK, you often see gangs coming down, groups of people coming down from Dublin on their holidays and they have a few beers on board or whatever and they're singing and there's a bit of messing going on. But nothing over the top. This, however, what happened to her, I think, is a whole different category. I mean, they made sexual comments towards her, nasty sexual comments. No woman should have to put up with that while she's on a train trying to get from A to B. That's not acceptable. Now, we have been on to Irish Rail and asked them if they would like to comment on what Beatrice has told us. We haven't heard back from them yet. She's also been on to them herself. And as she mentioned, that she tried to go through the complaints procedure on their website, but for some reason it couldn't accept her email or whatever. But that could be just a technical issue. But to be fair, again, Irish Rail are good at getting back, and it's only been a few hours since I got in touch with them. So hopefully they will come back. There's a lot to take in there. Now, first of all, it's very hard sometimes to know how old teenagers are, but Beatrice feels that those boys were only about 14 at the most, and they were drunk. So you'd have to ask the question, where did they get the booze from? And how do they manage to get it on board the train? And then, of course, they hid the booze when the security came around, so they weren't caught with it. They had it hidden under their seats. So I suppose, again, I'm trying to be as fair as possible to everybody involved. The issue for the security staff is that they kind of have to catch them there and then being loud or boisterous or drunk before they can actually do anything. And the boys were obviously cute and they managed to keep their mouths shut while the security staff were going through the carriages. But then as soon as their backs were turned, obviously started off again. Now, fair play to Beatrice for speaking up and for complaining them to a member of staff. Maybe a few other people who were on the train should have done the same thing. And then perhaps the whole incident would have been taken more seriously. Irish Rail, of course, can only do so much. And as she said herself, you wonder, is it a societal thing? Is there a broader issue here about young people's behaviour and how they got the drink in the first place? I'm not sure. I don't know. But I would love your views, especially if you've travelled on a train recently. Did you notice any behaviour like that? Or have you ever been in a position whereby you've had to complain about someone's behaviour or person's behaviour on Irish Rail, and did you get a satisfactory response? I have to say, I have travelled a couple of times during last summer on Irish Rail. Very, very pleasant experience, nothing to complain about. But I was travelling during the day, and I'd imagine travelling in the evening is probably when you're more likely to encounter issues like this. Let me know if you have any thoughts on this, and thanks a million to Beatrice for coming on air and speaking about it, because it took a lot of guts to report what she went through, and we need more people to step up and be counted and report these things before anything can be done about it. We let you know if we hear any more from Irish Rail as well. Get in touch with us by phoning us on 0667123666. You can also text us on 083 300 3300, which is also the WhatsApp number. Now, we're going to be talking about drunken behaviour on another mode of transport when we come back after the break and the bingo.
Talk About on Radio Kerry, sponsored by Kitty O'Shea's Seafood and Grill Restaurant, College Street, Killarney, where the finest quality produce is sourced, served and enjoyed with award-winning